This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I am your host, Severett Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time they were on the show was January of this year. I'm talking about no other than Sight Corp. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol PSYC. And with me today is the CEO, Mr. David Flores. David, it's nice to meet you and welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thank you so much.
Now, David, for those new to Sight, could you tell us a little bit more about the company?
Yeah, absolutely. So Sight Corporation, we consider ourselves the multimedia leader for the emerging psychedelic space. And we've established that reputation through our 100% owned and operated media platform, psychedelicspotlight.com, which has become one of the top ranking sources for news, information, and resources surrounding the psychedelics space and psychedelics industry. Media is our focus right now. We see a lot of potential in the psychedelics space, but if there's one thing that we've been very successful at here in the past couple of years, it really is carving out a very well-respected identity for ourselves as media producers. And so, with that as a publicly traded company, of course, you know, we're always looking for opportunities, to expand, always looking for opportunities to bring in additional value here to the company. And so, you know, for us, we see a lot of potential in terms of, what we've got going on here. We feel, the psychedelic space is still, despite the ups and downs that the industry itself has experienced here recently, which we'll probably get into a little bit more here in our conversation, we're still very, very encouraged about the long-term potential of it. So if nothing else, media leaders for the psychedelic space, that's who we are.
That sounds very exciting. Do you want to share some of the notable highlights that have been associated with the company since your last interview on the Stock Day podcast? Maybe talk about how Sight Corp has successfully weathered the storm here under challenging market conditions within the psychedelic sector.
Yeah, for sure. So, I'm sure the OTC markets have taken a thrashing here over the past several months.
Oh, yeah.
The psychedelic sector has certainly not been immune to it. And in fact, it's taken, I think, an even more harsh thrashing here. Nonetheless, for us here at Sight Corp, we continue to move forward, with the process of really expanding. And if nothing else, despite some of the challenges that, more or less external factors, that are just out of our control, like public market, industry and where that's at, in these past few months have had more success, I think, than we've had, in any period over the past 2 years. In late February, early March, we announced the close of an equity-based financing deal to the tune of $350,000, where we raised that at a price of 2 cents a share. And, it doesn't take a math wizard to understand that 2 cents a share is well above the market price that our stock has been trading at for a while now. But, that's a testament to the long-term vision that we are focused on here. We're not so concerned about where we are here today, but it's more about how are we laying the groundwork for where we are going tomorrow. So that financing deal was a big part of one of our top objectives coming into 2022, and that is moving away from debt-based financing and looking at more equity-based financing, as we understand how important that's going to be for a couple of reasons. Number one, of course, putting us in a much more effective position to be able to tackle the debt that we have on the books, but also secondly, putting us in a more effective position to start looking at potential acquisition opportunities, as we expect and intend that to be a much more prominent part of our process here going forward. So, very excited to have been able to close that deal. The other exciting piece of news that we've announced since the last time I've been on the show was the launch of our wholly owned subsidiary, Spotlight Media Corporation. And the intent there with that is putting all of our media assets in this wholly owned sub, including Psychedelic Spotlight, including the Psychedelic Investor, including our equity stake in PsychDev, the app that we're still co-developing. And in fact, you know, for those that have been following the story here, you know, I hope to have a nice update on the PsychDev app here over the next few weeks. But, you know, if there's one thing that, again, that I kind of mentioned at the beginning here that we've noticed and that we've picked up on that we do well, it's creating high quality, engaging content. And so our focus right now going into the second half of 2022 really is on how do we dominate this intersection that has really developed here recently where psychedelics, cannabis, holistic lifestyle, and healing all converge, because we believe that they're all interconnected. And, you know, we've established a very strong brand and reputation for ourselves with what we've done through Psychedelic Spotlight. Now we want to focus on taking that recipe for success and applying it elsewhere to diversify our ability to expand on our media assets and our media content output. So that's going to be a big part of the focus going into the second half of the year. I'm excited about it, and I look forward to being able to share more. But it's been a productive first half of the year, again, despite some of the external factors that have been out of our control, but also very excited for the second half of the year because I know we've got some bigger things ahead of us.
David, you follow the psychedelics market very closely. How encouraged do you remain over the long-term potential of the industry? And what, in your opinion, makes psych a company worth taking a very serious look at from an investment standpoint?
Yeah, so, you know, we remain very encouraged. You know, I recognize that the psychedelic sector, again, has taken a beating here over the past few months. You know, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you have people that got involved in late 2020 and maybe early 2021, investors that maybe didn't fully understand the long road and path that the psychedelic space needs to be able to go down in order to become a fully fledged industry. And, you know, I mean, listen, most investors, they're always looking for situations where they can invest today and have a profit made by tomorrow. And the reality of the situation is that's just not the psychedelic space. And we recognize that from day one. You know, we knew we were going to be in this for the long haul. And that's why from day one, we adopted a marathon versus sprint mentality in terms of how we were going to grow. And that, I think more than anything else, has allowed us to weather this storm. It's allowed us to sort of move through these challenges that we faced. You know, the other reality of the situation here is, you know, we've seen some of our competitors fall to the wayside here in the past few months. Other media platforms that have gone under or bowed out of just covering psychedelics altogether. Yet we're here, and not only are we here, but we continue to grow our audience.
That's
and
awesome.
At a time, yeah, it absolutely is. It's exciting. But I mean, to me, what it tells me is like, listen, even if the public market sector and those within the investor community, maybe if they're not all that excited about the psychedelic space right now, the general public is. Society is still very much excited and intrigued by psychedelics. Otherwise, we wouldn't see our audience continuing to grow on a month-over-month basis. So that right there, more than anything else, is why I remain encouraged, you know, about the long-term potential that I believe still exists here within this space, within this industry. And so, you know, going back to the second part of your question in terms of what makes Psych Corporation a, you know, a company that somebody would want to take a look at. Well, I think we're a company that we understand our challenges here. We acknowledge them and we put together plans to be able to deal with them in a responsible and effective manner. We knew that, again, this was going to be a long road. So we prepared for what I call the long winter. You know, we did that by, you know, bringing in, you know, what we could and holding everything, you know, kind of close to us and not trying to go out there and just sprint right out of the gate. Being able to understand that and move forward at a methodical process and pace, I think that's where we stand out here. And, you know, again, listen, 2 years since we launched Psychedelic Spotlight, it's become without question one of the most recognized media platforms for the psychedelic space. And we continue to grow. We're not slowing down. So that I think that says a lot.
Now, even now, you recently announced a collaboration partnership agreement with the Spore Group. Do you want to share a little about the significance of this deal and the value you hope it will deliver? Also, do you see the potential for any other similar partnerships in store for the company?
Yeah, so I mean, I had the very distinct privilege of being introduced to Joe Barnes, who is the co-founder and chief operating officer of the Spore Group. A few months ago, he and I first connected, and you know, we share a lot of the same passion here for the psychedelic space. He comes from the cannabis space like I do. And, you know, we kind of, you know, see a lot of what's happening here. We understand the importance of education right now, particularly at this point in time in this industry's development, how important education is in helping people understand what's happening here, but more importantly, helping them understand the framework that's going to need to be developed in order to ensure that psychedelics become accessible to those within society and within our communities that could potentially benefit from them the most.
So right.
This is where we've started. We identified an opportunity where we could take his group, the Spore Group's knowledge and expertise in putting together events and conferences, and combine that with the platform that we have with Psychedelic Spotlight and our ability to create high-quality, engaging, top-tier content, and bring that together to really pull off, you know, what we expect to be are going to be industry-leading events here for the psychedelic space. And so we're starting with our first event, which is going to be on Friday, June 24th, in Philadelphia at the One Art Community Center in Philadelphia. It's called Soul, and that's S-O-L, Psychedelphia. And essentially what we're doing is, you know, we're looking to bring together people from the community and just sparking the conversation surrounding psychedelics. Because a lot of times that's what you need to happen, because if psychedelics are going to become something where, you know, we're going to have a framework for them, you got to get in the communities and you got to get people talking about it. That's how it's going to happen. Otherwise, you know, if you just want to sit on the sidelines and expect everyone to do all the dirty work and the heavy lifting, it's going to take a while. And so Joe and I, you know, said, you know, we're not going to sit here on the sidelines. Let's get out there. Let's roll up our sleeves and let's get involved. Let's put together a grassroots movement that's going to get the conversation surrounding psychedelics and psychedelic assisted healing going within these communities. And so we're excited. I mean, and aside from that, you know, we both have a business sense, business mind. We see the potential for many other opportunities for our companies to collaborate and work together on here over the next several months. But this is a fantastic starting point for us. We intend to put on more events. And yeah, we absolutely do expect to explore other partnerships and collaboration opportunities that might be out there, especially now that we're at a point where people look at Psychedelic Spotlight. They want to work with us. They see the platform that we have. They see the reach that we have within this space, and they want to work with us. So I most certainly expect there to be more opportunities for us coming down the line here.
That's very exciting and awesome. Mr. David Flores, he is the CEO of PsyCorp. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol PSYC. David, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll see you again in 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.